The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to podcast episode number 118, being recorded on September 12th, 2007. Well, today we're a little less than a week away from September 17th, which is a very important date for history teachers across the United States. That is the official Constitution Day, the birthday of the document that basically gave us our government. And it is now a federal regulation, beginning in the year 2005, that every school that receives federal money has some type of Constitution event on Constitution Day. And so I'm kind of curious what other people are doing for their Constitution Day events in various schools throughout the United States. Last year, we did a video, and I'll actually put that link on the blog again. So if you want to check that out, go to the blog, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And what we did a couple years ago was I took little clips of the preamble. So I took the preamble and divided it into about, I think it was maybe a dozen different parts, and then went around school with the video camera and just had people say various parts of the preamble. So I had the principal say, you know, basically like, you know, five or six words. I had a couple students say five or six words. I had an entire class of students read a certain like half line or so. And then I pieced those all together just using a Movie Maker, put some dramatic music in the background, and created this video. And what we do for Constitution Day is we usually show it on our school broadcast. Each day we have news that's broadcast live throughout the building. And so we usually just add that at the end of our student news program, and then the entire school can see it. And you know, we try and do maybe a couple other little things, but the main thing is getting that video out and getting people to kind of talk about it a little bit. And it's kind of a neat way to get your own individual school involved, because the students like to see, you know, their friends and stuff, and the principal, and we had all the social studies teachers last year, you know, they're all saying parts of the preamble, and you put it together, and I thought it came out pretty good. So I'll include that on the blog, and I'd be really curious if anybody does something kind of similar to that. I'd love to see what you guys are doing in different classrooms. It is available on TeacherTube, and so if you go to TeacherTube and you type in Constitution, I also believe there are several other Constitution-themed videos on TeacherTube. So check out TeacherTube and just type it in as a search, and there'll probably be some great additional ideas that come out of TeacherTube as well. Well, I'm going to list a couple of links today that if you are looking for something for Constitution Day, some great resources to go ahead and check out. This summer, I was very fortunate to be in Philadelphia at the National Constitution Center and was able to talk a little bit to Eli Lesser, who runs the education department there. And they have probably the foremost location if you're looking for lesson plans. I mean, obviously, they're the Constitution Center. I mean, that's what they do. And I'm going to include a link to their special page, which is basically a database of all these different lessons. So, you know, once again, it's not a matter of trying to recreate the wheel yourself all the time. What they've done is they've collected all these different lesson plans from many different grade levels, many different types of topics, and you can actually go in and search by grade level or by topic and come up with just a whole bunch of different links and ideas that you can then use for Constitution Day. So I definitely advise you, if you're looking for something to do for Constitution Day as an activity, go to that site first and check out their database or their search engine. On their site, they also have a really cool page that basically is an interactive Constitution. And I teach the Constitution to 8th graders, and there, you know, are a lot of parts of the Constitution that as we read it in class, they kind of look at it and they're like, you know, I have no idea what this means just because of the language they use and things like that. So they have an interactive Constitution on the National Constitution site where you can actually highlight any part of the Constitution, and it actually like shows up in yellow. And then down below in a split screen, it tells you basically in, you know, English, what that actually means. And so it's a great way to actually see the original Constitution and then actually see what it means and how it affects modern times. You can also check Supreme Court cases. So if you want to look at a certain Supreme Court case and then click the button, it'll actually show you in the Constitution where that Supreme Court case is linked to the Constitution of the United States. So very cool tools. They got a ton of other things on the site. Like I said, if you're trying to find something, I would definitely go there first. There are some other really good sites, though. The National Archives has a really in-depth look at the Constitution. They have a Constitution game lesson plan, which I've heard quite a bit about and heard various people using. It's a really simple game. It'd be something that you could use with, you know, I would think probably an eighth grade class or even a high school class, where you give the students this little poem that's kind of like some really vague instructions, and you give them one die and you give them 12 paper clips, and they basically have to create a game out of those clues. And you know, you kind of focus the whole energy of the exercise on, okay, how do you feel as a group when your group is trying to figure out the rules to this game, and you've got, you know, some tools there, but you don't really know what you're supposed to do. And it kind of is supposed to simulate the idea of what happened at the Constitutional Convention when they didn't know what they were supposed to do. I mean, they had to create this Constitution out of, you know, basically nothing, and they could, you know, go in any different direction that they wanted. So the National Archives has that available. They also have a pretty good site as far as finding information on the signers of the Constitution, and I'll include that link as well on the website. Pretty detailed stuff on all the signers. If you're having your students do something where maybe they do some research on an individual, or they're, you know, really digging into some biographies, that's a really good place. Then they also have a link that's basically facts and quick information about the Constitution. And you could print that off. You could, you know, use that to start several different types of discussions. But it's basically kind of some interesting things about the Constitution that would kind of generate some of that discussion that we like to have in class. So those are all things from the National Archives, and those will all be on the website. Also, I'll include a link from the National Endowment for the Humanities. They have a pretty neat site on the painting by Howard Chandler Christie, probably the most famous painting of the Constitutional Convention. And they've got an interactive page, so you can actually go and scroll the mouse over certain people, and it'll show you who it is. But then they also have a very in-depth description of the painting, the history itself, the discrepancies. And so right below that interactive painting, if you click on, I believe it says more about this painting, it'll show you a lot more information. You can kind of generate some discussions in class about, you know, why he painted it a certain way and things like that. So that's a very cool site to use as well. And really, when you go to any of those sites, there's going to be a ton of links beyond that, so that once you get into the site, you know, there might be 15 different ideas from that site. It's going to branch off into, you know, 1,000 more great ideas. So I would just suggest looking around. And obviously, if we have something now that's, you know, mandated, so there's going to be, you know, quite a few people trying to create lesson plans on this. There should be some amazing lesson plans if every school in the country is trying to come up with something. So I hope you have a great Constitution Day. It's actually next Monday. And I would love to hear what you're doing in your school for Constitution Day. You can go ahead and leave me an email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to leave it on the comments page, that'd be probably the best way, because then other people can see what you're doing in your classroom. And if you got a web link or something to something that you put up on the web, or maybe you've got a site that you really like or a lesson plan that you really like, if you include it in the comments page on the blog, then we can all see it. So just go ahead and hit comments. I do have those moderated basically to keep spammers away, but I try and update it as often as possible and publish stuff as soon as you guys send it. So let me know what you're doing for Constitution Day. Pretty exciting. You know, I think it's kind of overlooked a little bit. We talk a lot about, you know, the 4th of July, but, you know, the birthday of the document that basically gives us our government is a pretty amazing thing to celebrate. So happy Constitution Day. Our Constitution will be 220 years old next week, and that's pretty amazing that, you know, when you think back, you know, so many books talk about these guys didn't know if it was going to last, and they're basically just trying to create a government that was going to fit a lot of different situations that they could never imagine, and here we are 220 years later still creating our country based on this living document, so I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to wrap it up for tonight. If you have any comments, please, I'd love to hear you guys. And quite a few people left comments on the post talking about the Missouri Teacher of the Year, and I really appreciate that. I think that's going to be a really fun experience. I'm kind of settling in to find out a little bit about what's actually going to happen over the course of the next year. And I've had quite a few requests for speaking engagements and presentations at some various social studies conventions and history conventions, and I'm really looking forward to that because I'm going to miss being in my classroom on some of those days, but I know that I'm going to make some incredible connections and be able to get quite a few ideas that I can bring back to my classroom as well. So thanks for all those comments, and I definitely plan on taking everybody along on our different adventures and letting you know what happens as I kind of tour around Missouri and do different things as the Missouri Teacher of the Year. So appreciate that. Until next time, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of old boring dead guys. Talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.